Lifestyles. I am Dee Lynam, your host for the next half hour. This program is brought to you by Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm, American Advertising Services. For free information and ideas, call Joe Ball at 484-562-0063. Again, that's Joe Ball at 484-562-0063. Today, we are happy to have in studio Stephen Fulton, an undefeated 22-year-old featherweight boxer who this past April improved his record to 11-0 with 5 knockouts. Am I right, Stephen? Did I say that properly?
Yes, Stephen Fulton Jr.
Stephen Fulton Jr. And you also have a friend, your trainer, with us. Hamza, welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right. So you have an amazing amateur career, correct?
Yes.
And then at what point do you decide this is the time I want to try and become a professional, and why?
The point where I believe the headgears came off in the amateur, and I wanted to try it. I wanted to try the no headgear in one of the tournaments. I believe it was the U.S. Championships. And I actually fought in that tournament in a higher weight class than mine and made it to the finals and won silver. I was ranked number 2 in the country. And after that, it was even after that or before that, I had won the 2013 Golden Glove Nationals.
Yep.
At a lower weight class. So I went from that lower weight class and moved up to the higher weight class and fought without headgear. And then went back down at the lower weight class. Yeah. So at that point, that's when I decided, like, I want to go professional. And I was getting bigger. See, I was always scared and nervous that I would stay small. Because I was, like, 4'11", like, 13 in ninth grade, yeah, stuff like that.
He was tiny. There was a point where I wasn't sure if he was going to even be able to fight in the open class men's division because it started at 106 pounds.
And he wouldn't qualify for 106?
He was small, so
95.
He turned open class at 16 years old. So at 15 years old, he was only 95 pounds. And then his last tournament at 15 years old, he was 100 pounds. But he was barely 100 pounds. So I was worried that when it was time for him to be in the men's open class division, he wasn't going to weigh enough. But out of nowhere, he just started shooting.
Now, wait a minute, Stephen, because a lot of people, whether they box or they're a wrestler, for instance, it's harder for them to stay down at a weight. It sounds like for you, for a number of times, it was harder to increase the weight.
Yeah, it was.
Is that still the case?
No. No. You're kind of big now.
Yeah, now he has to work to make his weight.
Yeah, I got work to get down now.
So the fight you had in April was against Luis Rosario.
Yes.
And he came into that fight 8-0-1, correct?
Yes.
And you win. Tell me what the night was like. And I'm just using that fight as an example because it's the most recent. But, you know, what were the challenges that night, not leading up to it in terms of training, but that night?
The night of the fight?
Yeah, just what the fight was like.
Really wasn't a challenge. You know, nerves was flowing. So, of course, I was nervous. In my dressing room, I wanted things quiet because I wanted to focus. But in the fight, the only challenge was me not getting tired because I already knew what he was going to do. But I also know my willpower, and I know how to dig deep and fight. And I got that dog in me, so I can bring that out, like just show my hunger. But I didn't really have to do none of that. I boxed the whole time. I boxed, moved, dipped a couple shots, landed a lot of shots. He landed some too, but
how long did the fight last?
8 rounds, like 30 minutes.
Yeah, it was an 8-round fight. I went the full 8 rounds.
And that fight was local, correct?
Yes, Sands Casino, Bethlehem, PA.
That's what I thought. And you were able to have family and friends there, correct?
Yes, and it was on PBC, was it? On TV?
Yeah, it was on Fox Sports.
Fox Sports 1, I believe.
Yeah. All right, so you win that, and now, you know, you're still undefeated, but you don't know when your next fight will be? Do you know?
It should be sometime in September.
And does winning that fight or the ones previous, does that set you up, for instance?
A bigger standards.
Right. So, like, I'll use a NCAA bracket. You know, the more you win, the tougher the opponents usually become, but you are advancing along some ladder, so to speak.
Yes.
Is it similar in boxing?
Yes. The more fights you win, the better the opponents, would be like the better the purse, the bigger and the better the stage. And you and your opponent will know that y'all fighting each other and y'all have the same amount of time to train and prepare and get ready for the fight. So everything is, it's like another step higher, basically.
Do you have an idea of who that next opponent? Are there a number of boxers that it could be?
Yeah, they usually give us a few different opponents. Well, they give us an opponent, and then we can either take it or turn it down. Then they'll give us a different opponent. The main thing with him is at the stage he's at now, he's over 10-0. We're looking to fight guys that are good matches for him, but also move him up in the rankings. So instead of like a tournament bracket type of thing, it's more of a ranking system. So his last guy he beat was 8-0, and I think he had 7 or 8 knockouts. So he was a good fighter. So beating a guy like that makes Steven's ranking
higher.
Right. So, and more than likely, the next guy we fight will probably be another young undefeated.
This will be the 5th undefeated one, most likely.
He's kind of making
making a name for himself against
undefeated,
taking the holes away. So.
All right, I'm going to ask both of you to sit tight because we have to take a commercial break. But we'll come back here on Lifestyles, and we remind you we are talking to Stephen Fulton Jr. and Hemza Muhammad. Stephen the boxer, Hemza the trainer. Back in a moment.
Are you one of the millions of people who enjoy candy smothered in creamy milk chocolate? If so, you now have your very own day to celebrate. Join Asher's Chocolates as we honor National Milk Chocolate Day on Friday, July 28th. As America's oldest continuously family-owned and operated candy manufacturer, 4 generations have been crafting confections in creamy milk, decadent dark, and cool white chocolate right here in Pennsylvania for 125 years. We've got flavors for every sweet tooth, from caramels kissed with sea salt to elegant cherry cordials. Traditional items like pecan caramel patties, rich buttercreams, or that all-time favorite, crisp crunchy pretzels. Celebrate National Milk Chocolate Day and every day deliciously with Asher's Chocolates. Find us at your favorite candy or retail store or online at ashers.com. That's ashers.com. Ashers.com.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com. ardmoremusichall.com or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. Save big.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. I am Dee Lynam, chatting with Stephen Fulton Jr., an undefeated featherweight boxer. Record right now, 11-0 with 5 knockouts as a pro. His trainer, Hemza Muhammad, is with us as well. Hemza and Stephen, you can jump in on this also. But I think people would love to know how you stay physically fit, ready. I mean, what it takes on a daily basis, because the fights come, you know, every so many months, and you must be ready to take a beating, quite frankly, or give a beating, one or the other.
Right. You always have to be ready. And the thing about the fight game, the successful fighters are always ready. That's why the Floyd Mayweathers and the Bernard Hopkins, they're able to do it for so long at a successful level because they live a boxing lifestyle.
Which is? You know,
which is always being in good shape, always eating right, always running, you know, always getting good sleep, which is something that young fighters and a lot of other fighters, they neglect, you know, they think they can hang out all night and then get up in the morning and run and train, and has an effect on the body. So it's a constant lifestyle that you got to live if you want to be successful. You have to always be ready. We may have a fight scheduled 4 months from now, and the fighter may say, okay, I'm going to wait 2 months before the fight, and I'm going to get in really good shape. But then a month from now, the promoter could call and say, listen, we had a fight for this guy, title shot. His opponent dropped out. Do you think you can be ready? And if you're not ready, you missed the opportunity, you know?
Steven, let me ask you real quick of those, because he said, mentioned eating, the training,
sleeping.
Which of those is the most difficult for you as a 22-year-old guy?
Sleeping and eating. I basically eat what I want, but I know I'm going to be the one working hard. So it's like a win-win situation for me. I guess to eat what I want, and I guess to train. I enjoy training. So.
I can tell Hemza doesn't like that you're on your own diet right now.
No. You can eat when you want, just not what you want. You got to eat healthy. No cheese steaks and chicken wings. You know?
Steven, Hemza mentioned Bernard Hopkins, who I've watched and covered for too many years for my liking, would tell my age, and Floyd Mayweather. But are those kind of guys inspiring to you?
They're definitely someone to look up to. They inspire other people. I wasn't really inspired until I got in the ring. So I can definitely say Floyd Mayweather inspired me. Because every time I step in the ring, I go back to that corner. After the first round, I go back to the corner. I sit down and just question myself. Like, is this something I want to do? Is this something I want to do? Because that definitely, it makes me think that ending of the first round. And then I think of the Floyd Mayweather. I was like, damn, he make it look easy. Right. So maybe this is for me. Maybe I can make this easy too. And Bernard Hopkins is a tough fighter. Everyone knows that. Smart, very smart. But I don't know him personally or Floyd, but they can inspire me in some ways.
You bring up toughness. You grew up in a tough neighborhood. You make choices to be in a gym when other kids probably, when you were younger, chose differently. How was where you grew up in Philadelphia? How did it influence your decision to be in a boxing gym as opposed to maybe on the streets with friends your own age?
Well, the willpower of me wanting to be better than the people that was on my boxing team kept me in the gym because I'm very competitive. But then again, when I got friends outside doing what they want, I want to do that too. Like, I want to have fun. I want to go mess with girls. I want to go chill. So it was kind of hard and, of course, violent, but I had to stick with it. I had to keep boxing. I start realizing that it can be a way out for me through boxing. I start getting bigger, so I'm like, oh, maybe I should keep doing this. And I just stuck to it.
Can he make a real living?
For sure. And to some extent, he already has. You know, he's not amateur anymore. He's professional. He's mm-hmm. making a living off of boxing, you know. He can make it. I feel like he can be a world champion. You know, he has the drive, you know, the desire, the toughness, and the skill set. You know, he just has to. As long as he sticks with it and stay on that straight path, he can be a world champion. He was always a competitor out of the team. You know, he was asking me earlier about the Untouchables. That's my boxing team, the Untouchables boxing team. So we started as an amateur team, and I had about 6 kids. And he's gotten the farthest because he started later than some of the other ones, but he always had that competitive edge and wanted to be better, always pushed himself to be better, and you know, and it's paid off for him. So.
Do you still train at the James Schuler Boxing Gym?
Yeah, we're still at James Schuler Gym. I'm actually working on opening up my own gym, which will be, you know, the Untouchables Boxing Team home, you know. So looking forward to that in the near future.
Steven, do you remember the first time you went to the James Schuler Boxing Gym, how old you were? And
I honestly don't remember the first time I went to James Schuler. I remember the first boxing gym I stepped in, and
We didn't start second, at James Shuler's.
But, yeah.
We started at Champs Gym in North Philly.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah, you know it, because that's where Bernard Hopkins
absolutely
trained at. Bernard Hopkins, Ivan Robinson, Azim Richardson trained all his fighters there. That's where I started fighting at. So when I stopped fighting and started them, that's where we went to.
Crazy thing is, I was in fifth grade. I was in North Philadelphia. I went to William D. Kelly. And I was living with my father and my grandmother in North, but I was going back and forth to West with my mom and North back with my father and my grandma. So I was in school out there, and the first day I went to school, the very first day, I got in a fight because they tried to pick on me, but they didn't know that.
That you were tough.
Yeah, and I was always small, but they didn't
picked
know.
Picked on the wrong small
I kind of got into stuff like that. Yeah, so I got in a fight the first day. Like a couple months later, my dad asked me, did I want to box? And I said no, but he still took me to ABC Recreation Gym. And I was in there for like one day, not even a full day though. And I didn't want to do it. And then I left, of course, fighting again. Then we met up with them at the Masjid, and I finally got into it. That's crazy.
Steven, I'm curious. I don't know why it just hit me, but the day after, we'll use the fight in April, goes 8 rounds. You win, obviously, because you're still undefeated. How do you physically feel the next day, and how does that maybe change? Then take me back to one of your amateur bouts where you didn't win. Like, is the physical toll different in a win versus a loss?
Of course.
Maybe mentally you can get through it when you're a winner.
When you win, I can only speak for myself. Physically, my body, it hurts a little bit. You know, I feel like you just was in a car accident a little bit.
Sure.
But you didn't get damaged that much. But you still was in a car accident. It felt like that. Now, in the amateurs, if I'm winning a tournament and I lose the last day or the semifinals, then I will be messed up mentally and physically. I will be messed up physically because I'm fighting day by day by day, so that takes a toll and a tire, and you really got to be tough and things like that. But if I'm the mental part, it'll kind of mess me up because, like, damn, I keep making it this far, and I keep losing. I make it this far, and I lose. Like, what am I doing? Like, that's not making me win this fight. So that's where it kind of gets me mentally and physically. So,
all right, so I know
amateur was always harder than pros to me. But then again, it's the pros show separation from the men and the boys.
Correct. So I know I can look for your name, Stephen Fulton Jr. But when I think of Bernard, I always think the executioner. I mean, if you're good and you can own a name, you're going to have a name. Do you have a nickname?
Cool Boy Steph.
Cool Boy Steph. At Cool Boy Steph on Twitter. I know that.
Twitter and Instagram.
Nice.
I also have a Facebook, but I'm not on there that much.
Yes, me neither. How did you come up with Cool Boy Steph?
I had a homie who was MySpace was in around this time, and his name was like Ty the Cool Guy on there, of course, and we both was on some cool stuff. This is actually his brand right here that I'm wearing,
wow.
Artistic Rights. Well, him and another one of my homies, Arthur Benson.
Do you find?
He had Ty the Cool Guy, so I'm like, I need me a name. So it was just like Cool Boy Stuff, and I was like, all right, I'll stick to that. And it's been years since I was like 11, 12. I've been sticking with that name.
That's 10 years. You're a grown man now.
Yeah.
Hemza, does social media help promote what he's doing?
For sure. It's a tool that they had, that the young fighters have now, that a lot of the older fighters, you know, didn't have. And, you know, you can build up a following and you can keep people posted to, you know, when you fight. And your fans, they just love to see you train. You know, so if you put up a video of you in the gym, either sparring or hitting the mitts or hitting a heavy bag or the speed bag, they love it. And, you know, he gets more and more followers.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like they don't care if I just post a regular fake. They just want to see me boxing all the time.
Sure.
24/7. But it actually, social media does play a big role in today's generation, because that's honestly how I met Nerlens Noel and a lot more other celebrities, if you want to call them.
Or other athletes.
Other athletes, yes. Sure. Of course. And honestly, from different countries, that's how people met me. So social media does play a major role.
All right. We are talking to Hamza Muhammad, who is the trainer of Stephen Fulton Jr., 22-year-old featherweight boxer who is still undefeated. We take another time out here on Lifestyles. Back with more of this conversation in a moment.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner. Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
Hey, Philly, don't miss big-time college football action this season when the reigning American Athletic Conference champion Temple Owls battle Villanova, UConn, South Florida, Navy, and more at Lincoln Financial Field. Be a part of the pageantry of college football with pregame tailgating, the team fly into the stadium, the marching band, spirit squad, great in-game promotions, and so much more. Tickets for kids on game day are only $10. Temple football at Lincoln Financial Field is affordable family fun. Full and partial season ticket packages are on sale now. Visit owlstickets.com. That is owlstix.com. And join Owl Nation today. Greatness doesn't quit.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Lifestyles. I'm Dee Lynam, chatting with Stephen Fulton Jr. and Hamza Muhammad. Hamza is Stephen's trainer. You guys recently, you hired a manager, correct, as well? And I'm just curious that you didn't. I'm curious how the business part of it go.
When he first turned professional, we signed with manager Al Haymon, which is one of the biggest managers in boxing right now. You know, he manages Floyd Mayweather and Adrian Broner and all those big names.
Andy Garcia.
Yeah. Wow. So when he won the National Golden Gloves in 2013, yeah, that's when. So they reached out to us, you know, along with other managers and promoters, but you know, they're who we chose to be with, you know, because they doing so many things in boxing right now. Yeah, so it was a big deal. You know, it was kind of like getting, I don't know, somebody coming out of college and getting signed to the NBA or something.
Sure.
Something of that effect, you know, because they're, you know, they were such a big manager. So just like you have, he's the biggest manager, just like you have the Golden Boys and the Top Rank and all those people. So he's a top manager, just like they're top promoters. So
it's better.
Yeah, so it was a big deal. Yeah, definitely better.
Stephen, what is your training regime right now? Not knowing when exactly, but you said September probably would be your next fight. So what are you doing day to day right now?
Honestly, just preparing my body to be put through some pain. Honestly, like yesterday, I ran like 20 minutes. That's probably like, for me, it's probably like 3 miles, 20 minutes. So I start running, shadow boxing, like 15, 20 rounds, just loosen it up, then I'll leave. I probably won't hit the bag until next week. Like, I like to work my way into certain situations.
Sure.
Because I took like a couple weeks off, plus Ramadan, so my body got to get back into that motion of being worked out, and I don't want to just jump back into something. I mess around and start throwing up. It's a shock to the body, so. And my muscles be feeling tight, so I like to work my waist, like start running and shadow boxing just to loosen up, jump rope and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's a method to the madness.
Yeah.
So he'll be fighting probably 8-round fight, so we'll be starting basically a training camp will be like 6 weeks out from the fight. So we'll, you know, like he said, he's just lightly gearing up to start that training camp, which is rigorous. You know.
What is the weight that you will fight at, that you just fought at, and does it stay the same?
122. That junior featherweight.
Yeah. 122.
Yeah, 122 pounds. Yeah, either junior fan or yeah.
Or super bantamweight. Same difference.
I can't be sitting across from the two of you and not ask if you have a feeling on the money fight, just in terms of what it is.
Yeah, he's going to knock McGregor out real early, very early. But I tell you what, McGregor they should give him a belt for trash talking right now.
Steven, you're not a trash talker like that, are you?
No, I get serious.
I'm already following you on Twitter, and I like that attitude.
Hey, I kind of get serious. I can't play. Don't get me wrong. I play with everybody. But when it comes to me fighting, we about to fight. Yes. Yeah, like, I don't want to play with you. And cause I'm going to take that in the ring. Like, man, we just fighting for right now. No, I want to kill you when I get in there. Doing the same thing you want to do to me.
We're running out of time, but promise me you'll come back when you have the next fight scheduled, and we'll talk about it either before or after, whatever you want to do.
Of course.
All right. Thank you, Stephen Fulton Jr. Again, he's a 22-year-old featherweight boxer who currently is 11-0 with 5 knockouts, thanks to some help from his trainer, Hamza Muhammad, as well. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having
we really
us.
Appreciate
Thanks
it. This program, Lifestyles, has been brought to you by Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm, American Advertising Services. Give Joe Ball a call for information and ideas at 484-562-0063. That number again is 484-562-0063. I am Dee Lynam. Have a great afternoon.